energy drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
Hey, you guys, you already know what it is, man. It's CEO Lucci, Hulk Royalty Empire Thoughts Podcast Show. And today is November 19th, 2018. And you already know, man, I got my co-host with me, man. I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself, man.
And good morning. And y'all know who it is. It's the Thousandaire, a.k.a. Tuck. Got my hustle up, Tuck, a.k.a. Ronnie Brown versus State of Ohio. There's so many AKs in here, you got to duck. You might get shot. But look, man, we in here, man. I'm definitely appreciative to be in here again, man. We have so many well-receptive responses to the last couple ones that we decided that I should be hired on. So
Yeah. You already know what it is, man. Like I said, man, and it's really the chemistry. You know, we giving them Midwest and Southern
gumbo.
Wow! I like
gumbo.
How you put. I like
definitely
how you put that.
Gumbo.
And it's just the vibe, you know. And this is something, you know, with this podcast shit, you can ride to this, you can rewind this, and you know, play us back anytime. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely appreciate you tuning into us. But you know, the topic of the discussion is the Got My Hustle Up movie. And what we're doing now, we're actually, you know, getting ready to go into the fourth premiere. But we're going to, you know, talk about how was the third premiere and, you know, what we got going on. And I did see you there again also, man.
Man, I'm
going
to be honest with you. I seen you there as well. What people fail to understand with this Got My Hustle Up movie tour is that this is a business. And it's not just a movie. This is an elevation of a lot of different umbrellas in one. You know, this is the newest thing since Master P, as far as the conglomerate and the unity that's being shown in the community. So I'm at every one. I say I'll let to just say that I'm not missing any. So if you're at the premiere, you will see me there. You see what I'm saying? Because I feel that it's important for people to be able to meet and greet the upcoming hot fire. That's what we are.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's a lot of, you know, talent in this movie. you know, this, you know, we got up and coming actors. And you know, just to piggyback on a cast again, we got Jason DBKS, Bupac, funny guy, man. Jamal Gravy Woolard.
Hold on, no. Let's stay in Dayton.
Let's go there.
Let's stay in Dayton for a while. Not to take anything from Jamal. That's my guy. Nice. He know. We had big white castles when I was eating meat. I think I ordered 100 because he wanted white castles. So we got 100 of them.
Love them fucking white castles.
But not to take anything from him. I just want to stay in Dayton on the cast because that's important because everybody knows those people. Let's talk about the people that they might not know or if they do know, we shout them out again.
Exactly.
So
and like
I
said,
go ahead.
Jason.
Okay,
You know, Jason.
Bupac. Say Darnay.
Darnay, nice comedian, up and coming comedian out of Dayton, Ohio.
Funny as hell.
Lavish, know, he done an awesome job at his character, and you know,
shout out Lavish.
You know, he done a great job. I like his character. Hold on.
I want to give a special shout out to Kyvie, man.
Nice.
Just because I'm gonna say this, man, I believe Kyvie is underrated in Dayton.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying? Like I've been paying attention to her career for a long time, like even back when she was doing the thing with Angela. Shout out Angela.
Okay.
She's not in the movie. She was out of town doing some other things. I've been watching her too.
Right. They was on like America's Got Talent.
Nice. So I just wanted to give a shout out to her because she took the role. I don't want to give too much up about the movie, but the role that she took, she overplayed Bambi's role. Mm. And I really like that because Bambi is well known in Atlanta And, you know, Kyvie's well-known in Dayton.
Right.
So
right.
I just felt like I want to get a shout-out to her because she did her damn thing on the movie.
Major role. And also, shout-out to Lady Hawkins, man.
Oh, my God. Let me speak on that because, see, that's why I hate that you be interrupting me sometimes.
Go ahead.
Was going straight from Kyvie to that, and I'm going to tell you why.
Transition. Right. Go ahead.
Man, you know, I got daughters. And the scene of what happened with her daughter in the movie, and I'm not gonna give any more
spoiler
clues than that.
Spoiler,
you
right.
know. But the scene when that happened, man, and then the next scene after that, how she carried herself, it was so realistic, man. Because it kind of reminded me of my baby mama.
Wow, man,
yeah, just on some real shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, definitely shout out to Ms.
You know
Hawkins.
What? And as I visualized that scene in my head, because you know I had seen this movie like 3 times,
mm-hmm.
and you know, yeah, that scene what you're talking about after that, it looked it like that shit. You so into the fucking movie, you are the characters. The way is, shout out to the director,
man,
Peso.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Peso,
man,
definitely, man. He did a lot with the movie. You
mm-hmm,
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he's very busy. I've been seeing him in Florida. You
LA.
Know, he's been working with
Atlanta.
Everybody, Ray J and all of
wow.
them. So it'd be hard to get him even to be in town enough to work. You know what I'm saying? So definitely shout out to him because I don't even know how he does all that. Like, he's super
wow.
He
yeah.
Superhuman
yeah.
on that. And
rest in peace, Stan Lee, if we want to talk superhumans.
Right.
Because that.
Right.
Rest
right.
in peace, Stan
but
Lee,
I want to stay in Dayton. And since we was talking about great photographers mm-hmm. and cameramen, I want to speak about Savant HD and them.
You know, I love Savant. You know, so shout out to Savant. And speaking of Savant, I've been using Savant on graphics for a lot of projects, from flyers, mixtape covers, logos.
Man, he's been doing all
you know,
of that.
He's awesome.
You know, he rap too.
I didn't know that.
See, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. But we got something under. We got something.
Savant and HD, man. Y'all make sure y'all go follow him, man.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely follow him. Definitely follow him.
Check out the music.
Let me also shout out Mike Lansky, man.
Nice.
I'm going to tell you what I thought about him,
okay.
man. In the movie, man, first of all, he's very believable. He's funny. And it kind of reminded me of actually him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like about it is, man, after all of the stuff that he's been through, you know what I'm saying? And special shout out to him because he's been through a lot and I felt his pain and I followed his story and I love his music and all of that. And he still got up here on screen, man, and just meshed it all together right there beside a solid, you know what I'm saying, star. I really don't want to get no spoilers. If y'all haven't seen the movie, which I know y'all haven't because it's only played 3 times and I'm going to be honest, it was sold out and I didn't see y'all there. So I need y'all to see
I can't
that.
Even fucking stay in stock with tickets. Like, people, you got to start just paying in advance.
Yeah.
Because shit.
They're going to be pre-ordering. It's going to be monthly orders real soon. Like, you're going to have to order your March ticket.
Yeah, because this is going to continue to grow. You're going to want to see it again and again and again, you know. Who gives a fuck how much a ticket cost? Like, somebody asked me on Facebook, like, wow, you guys are charging that for a ticket? I said, see, you know, you don't understand value. You don't understand, you know, quality. You know, when this is quality work.
And it's not even that much.
And it's not even that much.
Let's be honest. I'm going to be honest, man. Let me just give you an example. Okay, I've went to a concert before. Mm. I'm not going to name the people at the concert. They're not getting any endorsements on none of this that we're doing. But it was a high-profile tour, and I paid $80 for this concert. And it was good. I don't got nothing against it, but God, my hustle up's better.
Oh, yeah.
And it's less. So I'm saying is, I'm just saying that just to say, like, man, I had some people at the last premiere, which I really want to kind of get into a little bit, man. And they had bought their tickets, and they was in there. They had their popcorn and they pop. Yeah, and of course, yeah. I seen the movie a couple times already, but I got my popcorn and my pop. So I noticed, man, I was getting a little antsy during the movie, and I'm like, damn, man. I felt like that too. I'm talking about, like, I was a little sore. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm damn near ready to get up and stretch, and I'm sitting there, and I just can't go nowhere, and I'm in pain, but I can't get up. I'm watching it. And so when the movie go off, I said, man, that was a little long. That's what I said to the guy. He said, no, it wasn't. He said, man, it was perfect. He said, I ate all my popcorn. He was like, man, it was great, bro. And I just say that to say, like, man, the premiere, this premiere, man, and this was the, what, third one?
Third one, yeah.
Ah, man, it was packed house again.
Nice.
It definitely was a packed house again.
Beautiful people came out, man.
No drama.
I like how, see, you know, they always say, you know, people, that black people don't know how to act.
Hold it, Jack. Hold it. Stop the press.
Stop stereotyping.
Stop the press. Stop the press. I'm going to tell y'all. See, I ain't going to lie to y'all. Y'all going to get the truth from me. That's what they love about me. So I'm at the premiere. This is a true story, man. This last one that just passed on November the 17th.
Yeah.
So I'm at the premiere. And it's a black guy in there. He had dreads. I think he had some headphones on. Younger
he
guy.
He in the movie, too.
Okay. Look, he's jumping around.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
You know, he was a normal kid. He got spiked.
Okay,
So that's the reason behind it.
But let me tell you what happened, because I didn't know none of this. I'm just keeping it real with us all. See, I'm glad that you got the feeling.
Yeah.
He's jumping around. He's singing. He's doing this thing. When I come in, I don't really pay him no attention. You know, this is just how it is in Dayton. So he got a little bit wild with the jumping around. And people started to get a little bit nervous, a little uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere comes Jason.
Don't they look like brothers?
Man.
They look like brothers.
They did, but look, he comes out of nowhere. He's smiling. He got the Got My Hustle.
Okay, wait.
On.
I want to see what angle. Where was you at when you seen
I was in line waiting to get my popcorn.
Oh, you must have been.
I was behind you, like way
okay,
behind.
Okay, because
you were down at the counter.
Because I'm like looking right at the same thing you're looking at. So go ahead. I'm going to hear your point of view. Go ahead.
So Jason walks up, he's smiling, I don't know what he said, but whatever he said to do, it calmed him down. Like, I'm talking about, man, listen, it calmed him down, whatever he was going through, whatever he was feeling, whatever mm-hmm. rage, because you could tell it was rage building up in him.
Mm-hmm,
he was getting ready to cause
yeah,
a problem.
Cause a ruckus, you're
man,
right.
Man, Jason whispered something. It was short, too, like, psst, psst, psst. I think he just said, the movie about to start.
Now, listen. Listen, from my point of view, right, this is what I'm processing. I was like, see, I seen him before you came. He was going in and out the fucking door with the people. Like, we about to turn up. This is what he's saying. We about to turn up.
Ooh.
But he running back and forth. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, wait. So, you know, Lady Hawkins, she's right there also. She's looking like, you know, he was spiked. You know what I mean? But I was like, yeah, I used to see him in the mall and shit. But when I'm at the stand getting my popcorn, I'm noticing the same thing, and we are smoking, and I'm noticing the same thing. And when Jason walked up to him, you know, first thing came to my head was like, that would be a good brother story right there with them two.
Mm.
They look like brothers. Maybe that is Jason's brother, but he wasn't claiming him at the time. No, this is the shit that's going on through my head. Listen. So when he whispered in his ear, right?
What do you think he said?
I'm about to tell you. Listen. And this is, he's at a new level now, and it's like,
Lord, fuck that. What do you think he said?
First of all, this is how Jason talk. Jason not gonna raise his voice too much. So, what's up with it, bro? That's
oh shit. You stupid as fuck. That's him though.
He probably said
like, hold on, bro. Was that a sneeze?
That's like a sneeze laugh.
It was a snap.
A snaz. We gotta trademark that. That was a snaz. A sneeze laugh. He probably said, I have the candy. I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Because you know how a kid jumping, just jumping for the, you know what I mean? I have it. You know? And.
Bro, you ain't shit for that.
But I didn't even know he was in the movie until the third premiere. So it's going to be some things you're going to have to see this a couple of times. You might miss
it.
I'm
going to be honest. I've seen it 3 times and I still don't know where
he is. Yeah, it's like a little quick, man. It's so quick. It's like, I forgot what part it was that fast. Is that quick?
Oh my God.
But is he in there though? Because I seen him.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, bro.
No, answer this though. Was he in there watching the movie?
That I don't know. See, listen,
because he made all that noise, but did nobody say nothing during the movie unless they was laughing.
And no, listen, when Jason whispered in his ear, I have the candy.
He got up out of there,
and it was sweet tarts. I know this guy. I know
it
him
was
from
sweet tarts,
not sweet tarts. I meant to say sour patches. I know him from the mall area.
He gave me sour patches for real,
man. This nigga Jason Cole, boy. Listen, calm the fuck down here. Eat these sour patches. Go at shout out the motherfucking Jason,
the
man.
CEO, man. Oh man, y'all niggas is crazy. Man.
Sour patches, because I know him from the mall. For eating sour patches, walking with a book bag, running in the mall.
He said, I have the candy.
I have the... All right, you know, I don't know what was said.
Man, listen, yeah, that's the tight. Fucking premiere was a success.
Mm-hmm.
It was so many people in there, and it was funny because it was full, right? It did, like, out of nowhere, I see Jason come out. It's Jason and his mama. He telling some people like, hey, bro, you got to get up. These reserved. He said, they like reserved. He like, yeah, that's why this thing right here, man. These reserved. It was that packed. Like, if you got up, somebody was going to get your seat.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. Because I was actually sitting by somebody in a row, like people that got tickets and shit. Mm-hmm. I was in a little personal row. And
you always in a goddamn personal row. How the fuck you be pulling that out?
Well, you know,
I bet that CEO, every motherfucker with CEO in front of that thing, they automatically want personal roles and shit.
It's not like that. It is like
they been treating me like shit since everybody saw the movie, man. Spoiler alert, don't nobody like me.
I like your part in the movie.
I like yours too.
You know what? Because we kind of like
hand in hand.
We kind of like villains in the movie. They want to, you know, and
yeah, they do.
You know, it's nice.
Everybody want to be the good guy though.
Yeah.
You can't always do that. Like somebody. I'm like, for example, I'm glad that we got on the topic. See, without spoiling the movie, I think we're doing a good job of not really telling y'all what the movie is about.
Got my hustle up.
But it's definitely dope. But without spoiling the movie, man, it's kind of like, man, I had to be the bad guy because facts of the matter is there are bad guys in life.
Right. And you know, and when you're watching a movie, like any fucking movie, like if you ever watch a movie, it might be a span of that one day. You know what I mean? Like him and it going to a night scene, another, you know what I mean? But like, it's a lot of things that's happening throughout the day. Like, you know, just because you go to work on a 9 to 5, that doesn't stop the hustler on the corner from hustling.
There's always something
the
going on.
The stripper from stripping and you coming off from getting paid, going throw the money to the stripper. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot going on throughout life, you know. It's people that get shot every day, B. You know what I mean? You know, it's real life shit going on, you know what I mean? So when you're watching a movie, you can really be those characters, you know, for the first time, for the second time you're seeing a movie, you really like, I could feel it. You know what I mean? I could feel what he was going through.
So let me ask you this, though, because it was moving so fast. It's almost getting rhythmic now. Mm-hmm. How did he go at the door at the Danbury's with the drinks?
You know, it was, you know, we didn't really do the drink thing. I had a couple drinks with me. I was doing the button giveaway, the support, oh, right. The Royalty Empire Energy Drink support button. Make sure you guys go to the website, www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com. Pick up the support button. What I was doing, you know, for the VIP people, not, I mean, just treating you like VIP, because, you know, you came out to see the movie and it was only a limited amount of buttons that was gave out. So when I do give out the, you know, the call for tag me your picture with your support button, mm-hmm. you know, it's something behind that support button. You might have a dinner at Napoleon's or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, or access to 1 hour next events or something like mm-hmm. that. You know what I mean? So it's something behind the button. You know what I mean?
It's basically a confirmation
mm-hmm, that
of a two-way appreciation. You yes. know, when to receive the button shows that you appreciate them,
and to wear
the button shows that they appreciate you.
Wow! Yeah. And when you in exactly, and also, you know, it's something behind the button. You know, like. You know, when you go on www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com and purchase the button, like, a part of that proceed goes to feeding kids and, you know, like, we do a lot of things with the schools out here in Dayton, Ohio. You know what I mean? You know, volunteer work and, you know, so, you know, it's those, and it's just get recycled right back into the community, and that's what it's about.
That's big,
you know?
Too. It definitely mm-hmm. is, because the younger generation are the future.
Yeah.
So if you're not putting back into the future, then there is no future.
Yeah. Wow.
And I noticed it a lot, what they try to do, and that's another thing that's really big about the movie, is because we get to speak from our point of view.
Yeah.
They can't censor this. Because we put our thoughts onto this screen, you know what I'm saying, and our pain and things that we went through. So now they got to, like, you have to just listen. Yeah. You got to watch and listen. So, you know what I'm saying, we get to send the messages to the next generation, like, no matter what you go through. For the simple fact, like, there's a lot of suffering in the movie.
Mm.
It's a lot. And that speaks volumes, because it's just everybody growing up in Dayton, Ohio. And if you notice, like, everybody in the movie going through something.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? Everybody is. So I just like it. I love it. And I love being a part of it, because it gives you purpose. You know what I'm saying? To progress, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Legally.
Yeah.
Legally.
And just back to piggyback off what you said about, this is also a business, and this is an independent film, you know what I mean, that we all worked on for 2 years in collaboration.
Yes.
And you know, and
that's big. Wow, that is big. That alone, to have people, we didn't have no deal.
Yeah.
Didn't nobody structure this shit. Jason, he structured it. But I'm just saying, as far as, man, to collectively get all of these people to work together for one uh-huh. purpose, that's real big.
Yeah. Big collaboration, man.
Yeah,
and,
man, that's real.
You know, to be honest with you, you know, I didn't even see myself working with everybody in the city like this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, I put something on myself to even say, man, you know what, I want to do something with Peso, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And wow, like I got a whole major project with him. Yeah. I was talking music video shit. Video. You know what I'm saying? Like commercial shit or something like, but
it pushes you past your expectations. Like, okay, you wanted to go from 1 to 10, you went from 1 to 800, so now where do you go?
Yeah.
Because 10 is not even an option anymore.
Yeah,
and that's what it is, because And big shout outs to everybody on the project, everybody that's supporting the project, man, because it's definitely it's going global. What people don't understand is that it takes a certain amount of time to go global, and we're just at the beginning.
Right, exactly.
We're just at the beginning. Now, and with that, I want to kind of like fuse into, because remember we was talking about the battle that I had.
You had that was November 10th, right?
Yeah, shout out Shots Fire Battle League, AR Green, A New, shout out JB, Stitch Em Up, Schizo, you know what I'm talking about? Shout out everybody over there, man. Sav, you know, Casino. Shout out Frank Tate, man, and Cleveland. See, I done met a lot of different people, man. Throughout interacting with them, and I want to shout them out. Plus, shout out Luciano, man, because Luciano was the one that took me to Columbus the first time, man, to go down there and battle, man. So shout out him.
Shout out to Los, man. Yeah. I battled Los, man.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember. But Shots Fire Battle League, man.
Yeah. Talk that shit.
Big up to them, man. We went out there November the 10th, man. I just want to give y'all kind of quick my version of recap of what happened before the battle dropped. And then y'all tell me how accurate you think I told the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we went there, drove. I had a few people with me, mainly females. I try to come, you know, on my boss shit.
Nice.
So when we get down there, it's a decent atmosphere. Everything was pretty much cool. Everybody was in kind of prep mode. It was a smoke-friendly environment, so I was cool. And, it was a couple of drinks going on, and we brought ours with us. So I hollered at my guy, and everything was cool, so we didn't have any problems. He let us get that in. Then out of nowhere, one of the little breezies that I had with me, I'm over just, you know, feeling the scene, walking around, shaking hand, gain a fan. That's what G Field told me a long time ago.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm leaving my entourage. I got us a little section at the front.
Nice.
And we doing our little thing like that. They rolling up. So I'm walking around. I got the hoodie on. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
I'm on my gangster shit for real. See some of the niggas I was in the penitentiary with.
True.
You know what I'm saying? A couple of my Crip niggas that was in there. And you know, Columbus is predominantly blood. So it's a predominantly blood.
You're talking Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus,
right?
Ohio.
Okay.
It's predominantly blood because of their colors. You know, Ohio State and all of that.
Shouts out to Columbus, Ohio.
Shouts out to Columbus, Ohio for sure. I'm in there though. Dayton, Ohio. I'm in this bitch. So. Anyway, I'm supposed to battle this white boy named Jay Bizzle. Shout out to him, man. He's tough for real. I ain't gonna sit here tell no lie. So the scenery is set, but this chick that I done brought, she actually came with my girl's mom. She was my girl's mom's friend.
Okay.
She was feeling it a little bit, so when we get our bottle in, we drinking, she like, ah, this don't taste right. It tastes like they done switched it, woo-woo-doo-woo. So my nigga AR Green, he ain't going. Like, he a hood nigga like us, so he like, so what is you saying? I'm like, bro, we cool. You feel me? Like, it ain't nothing. We cool. He like, nah, woo-woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. So now it's kind of like some tension. And I'm thinking like, damn, I got the battle, man. We cool. What is all of you? You the promoter, and I'm the battler. These my people. I'm about to get them straight. We cool.
So
now I'm got the fluttery feeling because now I'm feeling some type of way, but I got to get on stage anyway.
Right. I'm here.
So the first battle goes on. My people want to talk during the battle. They blowing it now.
Nah.
I ain't going to lie. They blowing it. So I go over there like, look, man, this ain't that type of environment.
This
is for YouTube. Chill out.
Yeah, y'all was filming. Right.
Yeah, we filming.
Okay, yeah.
This
a production.
Yeah. So I check all my people.
Okay.
You know, the shit goes on. And then I'm like, fuck it, we going on next. So yeah, we going because I'm ready to go on and get out of here. Mm-hmm. Ain't no sense in me telling no lie because I'm feeling some type of way now. You feel me? So we go on. They do the coin toss. I lose the coin toss.
God, damn. What was it, a double-headed fucking coin? Shit.
I said, damn. So he like, you go first. Boom. I get my shit off. Boom, 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 boom. I'm feeling, they loving me. Like, man, who the fuck is this nigga here? Like, yeah, nigga, it's on now. Fuck y'all think this is? He go. Boom, 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 boom. He's smacking me back. I'm like, ooh, yeah. So it's on. We got everybody's attention. Now everybody in this motherfucker quiet or cheering.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody in this motherfucker done came to the front of this bitch. It ain't a stain in this motherfucker. I get into my second shit. Boom, 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 boom. I had a little, I done thought this out. I had a little play. I got the motherfucking referee jersey under the hoodie. I done came with the whistle and the yellow flag. I done threw the flag, stopped the play. I got the whole motherfucking play screaming what I want them to scream. It's over in this motherfucker, right?
Nice.
Then I forgot the rest of my They was going so crazy in there, I forgot my next line, man. I fucked everything else up after that.
Fuck it.
I swear to God, I ain't gonna tell you a lie, bro. I fucked everything else up after that. But I was at the end of my verse, so I'm kind of feeling like I still got it off. I just started freestyling. Then I tried to tell him I fucked up. I did the super blooper. Man, the white boy come on his second verse and put the dagger in me then, like, boom, 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 boom. I can't even hear what he's saying by now because I'm trying to think of my third.
I done been in that position before. And
I can't hear shit that he said. All I keep hearing motherfuckers saying, ooh. Oh, my God. I'm playing along like, that was nice, man. That was nice. I don't even know what he said. I'm just like, yeah, that was nice. Fuck it.
Right.
And I'm just trying to look good on camera.
You already know.
So when the third verse come on, I'm thinking like, I'm about to get some get back. I said to myself like, shit. I said, this is what I'm about to do. I said, nigga, I'm about to tell these motherfuckers about the movie. I'm about to hit them. All got my hustle up, boys. They sitting in there looking at me like, man, what the fuck is this nigga talking about, man? I'm talking about. I'm like, man, Michael Blackson. I'm like, Bambi from Love and Hip Hop. They like, man, we don't give a fuck about none of that shit because they ain't seen the movie. Man, he get back on there and all I hear is, ooh.
Shit.
I'm taking it, he whooped my ass.
The Lord, fuck it. Say, bro.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you like it is, man. So, you know, but shout out to them. They coming to see the movie tomorrow. JB is there. Ain't new. They coming to see the movie tomorrow, man. November the 20th at Danbury Theater, man. So I say all that to say sometimes you got to take an ass whooping for the home team. You know what I'm saying? Just to get the bigger picture in, man. You know what I'm talking about? So I watched the reviews from the movie.
Yeah.
And then we got the battle that will be dropped. It's going to be on YouTube, man. Make sure y'all share that shit.
Yeah.
And then remember I told y'all beforehand what happened and how it happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody can't have they best day all the time.
And
you see what I'm saying?
And
that builds structure and character.
You're right. And, you know, just to piggyback off the battle shit, like I remember a time I battled the rapper C-Ray. I was in my second round, like, you know, they had a couple hagglers in the crowd, you know what I mean? You know, being extra, you know, so it was a lot, you know, with that battleship period, like, you gotta understand, you trying to perform for the camera, perform for these people, you know, you're trying to remember these fucking words, you know what I mean? And then you don't want to be no, you know, you want to add character to the battle. You want this shit to be exciting, you know, and, you know, and sometimes our shit do get tangled up. Thinking about all type of shit, you got to think about, when I'm doing the battle, I'm thinking about the safety of my people. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Okay, if I had to get the fuck up out of here.
The truth is, that was a big issue. Like I said, the one thing I'm not going to do is I don't make no excuses. When you watch the battle, you're going to appreciate the craft. All the way through, you're going to say, damn, that was a nice battle, even with me fucking up. Mm-hmm, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And people were saying that. They was like, man, Thousandaire, nice. He need to tighten up. Mm-hmm. They was like, I can't wait to see some more shit from him.
I ain't seen, yeah. It's been a minute since I'm saying that shit.
It's nice. And then it kind of gave me momentum because I knew exactly what the problem was. I knew it's kind of like when you play sports. Mm-hmm. You know what you did wrong. You see what I'm saying?
Adjust,
yeah, you make your adjustments, man, and you brush yourself off, and you get back in that motherfucker, and you tear a motherfucker's head off. So, and when you watch this, I still feel it's debatable. That's how I feel about
this. Protein high energy drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
And those adjustments, definitely.
Once you make those, everything gonna run smooth. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Everything can run smooth, man. Now, we got the motherfucking movie premiere.
What is it, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Danbury Theater, 7 p.m.
And what we're doing, man, is the Got My Hustle Up movie tour. And right now, what we're doing is, you know, we're trying to give everybody a chance to get a chance to see the movie in the city before we take it on the road. And like I said, you know, it's going to probably be a while before you see it on DVD.
It's going to be a while because in this type of situation, you want to get the underground buzz going because they want to either buy your movie and have all of the rights, and then that's when they want to promote it out and put it out like that, or you got to get your own buzz going. So, like, I don't know whether we're going to sell. And if we sell, we're going to definitely have to have 60% to their 40 royalty yeah. rights to where we're always getting we own the majority of the company, and we want to continue royalties for life to where all of the cast members and all of that get paid. You know what I'm saying? So outside of that, we're going to just keep pushing it how we pushing it. We cool.
Yeah,
we
got to
make sure
so
we got to make sure that we all eating like we are. You know what I'm saying? We are not trying to fuck this up.
Exactly. Because it's a lot on the line. It's just not this movie. We're talking about our careers that we're building. And you know, this is just the platform. And to be able to bring back that young entrepreneur platform in this city alone, like, you know, this shit, like, we like the new GM, you know what I mean, in the movie business, you know what I mean? So this shit is big, you know. Yeah. And so tomorrow we still at the Danbury Theater, Dayton Mall,
7 p.m 8300 Lions Drive, Miamisburg, Ohio 45458.
Yeah.
Make sure you get there. Tickets are being sold at the event, but I promise you, we only do that for the people who only hear about it at the last minute and come up there, because we try to make sure that everybody has a chance. But you are not those guys. You are listening today, so you got time. So get your ticket. Get with Jason. Get with myself.
Yeah.
Get with Lucci. We all have tickets. I think, to be honest with y'all, I got four tickets. Oh, yeah, there's only four. I only have four tickets left, man. So
shit is selling fast. Definitely.
That's not a lot of tickets, man. You know what I mean? I don't want you to think there's a lot of tickets. This is just because we try to make sure that the right people see it. We just want to make sure that the right people see it. Mm-hmm. This ain't a movie for everybody. This is a movie about everybody.
Mm-hmm. Believe that. And, you know, it's also just to piggyback the energy drinks. They are in the city. Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Another Dayton platform. We definitely want you guys to get out, pick up a case, get you a support button.
Those motherfuckers taste good, man.
What would you mix them with?
Nothing. That's what the motherfucker failed to realize. Y'all keep saying that shit. What's your mix? What's your mix? Ice?
Ice?
Have you ever had it just on ice? That shit fire. Yeah, that's what the motherfucker fell into realize. Like, it's that good. Like, y'all niggas don't mix shit all the time with all your other shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people don't mix drinks, right? Uh-huh. I want my drink straight. I want my Royalty Empire Energy drink straight.
Straight, okay.
Yeah, like I take it on the ice. Yeah. So I just want y'all to know that, like, if you asking me how I want it straight. That shit fire.
Nice.
And let me tell y'all this, man, because, like, I don't eat meat. I don't eat bread. I don't drink pop. You see what I'm saying? Only time you would catch me with any soda is like if I'm drinking my drink. I mix my drink. But, man, the energy drink don't need nothing else in it.
Yeah, nice.
Just
nice,
know
nice,
that nice. It don't need nothing else. Good, if you mix it with something, that's because you're trying to share the energy drink flavor with another flavor.
Right, you're trying
to help that flavor out.
Chaser.
Yeah, a booster.
Booster, right.
I ain't gonna lie. We need the next thing we need is the Royalty Empire liquor.
We're going to have to talk off camera on that one.
I'm just saying, because that's amazing. If that shit tastes that good without no alcohol.
Yeah, a non-alcoholic beverage. Yeah, it's different.
So I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I fuck with it. You got my boy.
You already know, man. Like I said, this is the Royalty Empire Thoughts podcast show. And like I said, man, hey, listen, we up early. We about to get ready to share this like crazy. So we want you guys to share this to all your friends and family and fans and followers and keep it going.
Man, support one another, man.
Yeah.
You know, when you really sit back and think about what you just heard, man, you're supposed to support that. If you don't support that, then that's cool also.
Because you
got your choice. You know what I'm saying? But if you do, we appreciate it. We appreciate it more if you do.
We definitely appreciate it. Hey, man, where they can find you at on social media?
Man, you know, I've been chilling. You can go Got My Hustle Up Tuck on Instagram. Or you can just go Ronnie Brown on Facebook. You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
And I really haven't been doing much more. Those go directly to my phone. So, like, if you really want to get in touch with me, that's how. And then you can also email me at Mr. Ronnie Brown 937. That's Mr. R-O-N-N-I-E. And that's Mr. M-R. It's M-R. R-O-N-N-I-E. B-R-O-W-N. 937@gmail.com. And, you know, I'm accepting emails daily. I do read them and respond. So that's pretty much how I communicate right now.
Yeah, for sure. And make sure you guys check me out at CEO Lucci Hawk Facebook and Royalty Empire Co. on Instagram. Make sure you come pick up a case, www.royaltyempireenergydrinks.com. Get your support buttons. We got the shirts in stock. They are available. This is the new platform. Hopefully we see you guys out at the premiere. Be on the lookout for the Got My Hustle Up movie tour coming to a theater near you, a city near you, a screen near you. Yeah, this shit big, man. Mm-hmm. This shit big. And like I said, man, share this shit, tag this shit, grind this shit. Yeah, we out, man. You already know.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.